The self-proclaimed king of all media has found a new realm. Shock jock Howard Stern said yesterday that he signed a 5-year, $500 million contract with the Sirius Satellite Radio Network. Satellite radio is still new, with just some 3 million subscribers, but it's pulling out all the stops to attract customers. In the process, it's spending and losing a lot of money. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Howard Stern's tenure in commercial radio has been marked by controversy and conflict, and on his show today he seemed anything but sorry to be leaving the medium for satellite.
I think I have more of a future there than I do here. And I'm betting that people are going to come with me. And the stock market certainly reflected it. And I think this is just the beginning of the avalanche.
That's what his new employer is hoping for. Sirius is one of the nation's two satellite radio companies, along with XM Satellite. For a monthly fee, customers can hear dozens of channels of largely commercial-free radio programming in virtually every format. The industry is still in its infancy. The two companies together already have some 3.1 million customers. But Jimmy Scheffler of the Carmel Group says they're doing everything it takes to expand their audience.
Both players are taking substantial risks and spending substantial money, but the key is they're banking on the potential to grow.
That's meant spending many millions of dollars on marketing deals with big retailers like Walmart. It's also meant hiring veteran radio personalities. XM has recently begun airing Opie and Anthony, the New York shock jocks, who were forced out of commercial radio after a highly controversial stunt at St. Patrick's Cathedral. And it's hired former NPR host Bob Edwards. By bringing on Howard Stern, Sirius is upping the ante. April Harris, a research analyst at Yonco Partners, believes the move is the right one.
If Howard can drive a million subscribers, then Howard pays for himself. And anything thereafter becomes a profitable opportunity for Sirius.
But not everyone believes the satellite company's financial model will work. Analyst Daniel Ernst of Hudson Square Research says the satellite companies are spending enormous amounts of money on a dicey commercial proposition, and the huge amount of money that Stern is getting only compounds the problem for Sirius.
The company's burning $400 million a year. This layers on another $100 million, you know, single product cost. It's very difficult for me to see how they can leverage that investment.
Ernst says there's no guarantee that Stern will remain as popular as he is now for the duration of his contract. And he says there's another problem. Satellite radio companies face growing competition from other media, like digital radio and the Internet. Jimmy Scheffler of the Carmel Group.
That's to say that there will be all kinds of other devices and services that will try and get that listener to be occupied during that driver time.
Still, Scheffler sees the hiring of Stern as a potentially smart move.
This deal puts Sirius on the map. It makes them a clear player in this marketplace, and it gives XM, their competitor, something to shoot at.
Some analysts compare satellite radio to cable TV. It also had large initial capital costs that eventually paid big returns. If satellite radio becomes anywhere near as profitable, the big payout Howard Stern is getting will seem like a good investment. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.